This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Then you're tuned into the right place. Generation Next, Joy 94.9.
It is 28 minutes to 8, and you are back with Generation Next with Maddie.
Eleanor.
Oh, you're crazy. And Chris.
That's okay.
I'm awake tonight.
Oh, we are all completely awake. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And what was that trap? That young funky people, whatever it was.
I don't know.
But we're a room full of those.
We're young funky people.
The good kind that is people. Just remember that.
Yep.
As always, if you have got something to say, remember to text in 0427 joy 949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. We're going to be giving a language warning because we're going to be talking about the use of slurs in the gay community, which means we will be using some particularly transphobic slurs as a description. If this is not something you want to hear, please come back in about 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes, yep. We'll see you then.
Yep. So, lately we've been seeing a bit of a stoush between RuPaul and Carmen Carrera about the use of the very unpleasant word shemale on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, fun.
I don't watch this show, but it sounds intriguing.
Look, I don't watch it personally, but I have a very good friend who is a fan of the show, but that they say it sometimes it gets a bit ridiculous in terms of pushing the limits of what's acceptable.
Let me get this straight. So these are
drag queens
that are basically spewing out these horrible words that in a way are affecting them as well, which they
to a certain extent there are some transgender drag queens, but a lot of them are cisgender males, which is a bit it's a bit annoying.
So I guess what they're saying is they're putting down it's just a horrible word, isn't it?
Yeah, they're using transphobic language for entertainment and claiming that they have the right to because, as often gay men, they get marginalised too. You don't get marginalised in the same way as trans people.
It's a different kind of oppression.
Yeah. And Carmen Carrera, a transgender actress, has spoken out saying, "Although I'm certain RuPaul's Drag Race didn't mean to be offensive, let this be a learning experience. There has always been a huge presence of trans artists in the drag scene. Shemale is an incredibly offensive term, and this whole business about if you can tell whether a woman is biological or not is getting kind of old. We live in a new world where understanding and acceptance are on the rise. Drag Race should be a little smarter about the terms they use and comprehend the fight for respect trans people are facing every minute of the day. They should use their platform to educate their viewers truthfully on all facets of drag performance art."
And I mean, some prominent figures in the gay community, such as RuPaul, are saying that, well, as drag performers, this is part of their lexicon, part of their language. And to be honest, look, I see where they're coming from to some extent, but these are words that cause very real harm to people who are already extremely marginalised.
Did they follow, like, a Bible that they speak from?
Something like that.
Yeah, because they had a segment called Female or Shemale on the show, which is just kind of disgusting.
What's odd about it? It's coming from our own community as well. Isn't that just weird how we're fabricating this within ourselves? I mean,
unfortunately, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, cisgender community can be very unpleasant towards transgender members of the community.
I guess intentionally or otherwise.
I mean, look, we are a very diverse community and a whole, and I guess, you know, time is needed to still learn about this and just progress.
That's why we make sure, we have to make sure as a community that when, you know, things like the segment female or shemale come up, that we jump right on those and say, no, those are not on.
Yeah.
It's a case of basically, you've got a choice between offending a few people and offending nobody. Isn't that a pretty easy choice?
Yeah. And it's not an isolated incident. There was a recent incident with an event known as Tranny Bingo. I'm doing the air quotes here.
Air quotes.
With people calling them out saying, look, don't use this language. And a lot of the participants saying, oh, I'm a gay man, so I face oppression too, so I have the right to use that word.
That's like a gay man saying they have the right to use racial slurs.
Yeah.
I'm a white Australian.
I am white. I am both disabled and queer, so, like, sometimes I will use the occasional reclaimed word. I'll call myself a cripple, that kind of thing, as a joke. But I do not have N-word privileges. It is not my place to use transphobic language, racist language, anything like that. It can be reclaimed under some circumstances by people to whom it applies. But it doesn't apply to me. And it's the same as these people, these cisgender people, should not be trying to reclaim transphobic slurs.
They're very different groups, very different types of oppression. And it's, you know, it's just, it's apples and oranges.
I think it's another thing where this is spotted on, you know, media. This is out in the open. It's so broad as well. And you're going to have a lot of viewers looking at this. And it's,
oh, exactly.
Especially with the younger, you know, generation. It's always going to go into them and their, how they perceive as their community. Or if they're viewing it from the outside, they're going to think, well, hold on a second. They don't even respect themselves. So why should we?
Or even a case of, you know, oh, if they think it's okay, then it's okay for me too.
Yeah. Another influential person within the LGBT community who has been known to use his share of slurs is Dan Savage, who, as a cisgender white gay man, is probably among the more privileged people within the queer community, who has been known to use biphobic language, transphobic language, even pulling out the word faggot, things as a pejorative, like as a negative.
It's a pejorative, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I can.
We got what you meant.
Another thing is, I guess, words develop and change over time, such as, you know, gay. Now it's seen as a put down or
a general put down.
It's kind of, it sucks. And do you think maybe, who knows, in the near future, these new words that are sprouting up, it's just going to become more common and maybe even change their meaning?
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, I just find it interesting, but also it's unnecessary.
We actually just got a text in. What do you think of the Carlotta TV series? I've actually heard a little bit about this. I mean, it's a series that features a transgender character.
Okay, I had never heard of it, so I looked at the text and went, what do I do?
Yeah, it's the Jared Padalecki thing all over again. It's a transgender woman played by a cisgender man, which, look, I can understand where people are coming from saying, oh, but, you know, people should be able to play whoever they want, blah, blah. It's just, this is a very different case. We're on a tipping point in terms of transgender rights, and we need that representation from actual transgender women playing transgender characters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why I am suspicious at best of the Carlotta TV series.
Yeah, with the idea that there are actors who are trans, there are some characters who are trans, but actors who are trans aren't generally given roles of non-trans people. So let them have the roles of trans people and don't give them to cis people as well.
And I mean, let's face it, right? Since when has men playing women ever been acceptable in modern media?
No. The only time I can think that it didn't get much controversy is Hairspray,
That's another can of worms.
It's kind of an introduction, I guess you could say. It's something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still, it's not ideal.
But going back, so apart from that, I mean, at school, do you reckon it's just as worse as well? And it, you know, we can always change it. It's all to do with knowledge and teaching
like,
one another.
Words do change over time, but it's not always your place to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Just be sensible where you say it, basically.
We'll be back with Gay School after this.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.